我们请大家一起低头同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
哈利路亚！奉主圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon studies.
一起来起立唱诗270首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 270.
在哥林多后书，使徒保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒。
In 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul wrote to the members in Corinth.
说基督的香气所到的地方，可以叫人活，但是也可以叫人死。
Saying that wherever the fragrance of Christ is, it could make someone live or it could make someone die.
而这个基督的香气就是耶稣基督他所活出来的生命榜样。
And the fragrance of Christ is the example that has been set by the Lord Jesus Christ.
他用他的生命给我们留下一个基督徒所要追求的合神喜悦的一个形象。
His life on earth itself is an example that we follow to live our life.
所以当看到了他的生命，
And as we studied and observed his life,
你谦卑接受的就活了。就要得着生命。
If we humbly accept his example, then we receive life.
但是对那些骄傲拒绝的人，
But to those who are proud and refuse,
说耶稣的见证就要定了他们的罪，
then the testimony from Christ will condemn them.
说今天我们每一个人都像一个小基督、小耶稣一样。
Every one of us here today is like a little Jesus or a little Christ.
就像在《使徒行传》第一章，他已经把这个责任交在我们的身上。
As Jesus entrusted the responsibility to the apostles in the book of Acts,
要求我们每一个人所到的地方都要有耶稣基督的香气跟着我们。
Jesus Christ also requires of us, wherever we travel, the fragrance of Christ is with us.
这个香气怎么来？
Where did this fragrance come from?
就是让我们每一个人不断学习效法基督，生命成长就会绽放出香气。
It comes from when we study his words and also express his likeness.
所以我们这几天从以弗所书当中来看一个信徒生命的成长。
Therefore, we have been studying from the book of Ephesians on how a believer can grow in the spirit.
来知道我们是蒙拣选有应许的人。
And to know that we have been chosen and when we have the promise.
更看到我们是有责任来建造神的灵宫，
and that we have the responsibility to build up God's spiritual palace.
那我们今天继续的往下看。
And today we will continue our studies.
我们请翻到以弗所书的第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章的第十四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14.
十四节。因此我在父面前屈膝，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。十七节。
17.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。十八节。
18.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。十九节。
19.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度，便叫神所便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。在这里保罗告诉以弗所教会的信徒，
Here Paul writes to the members in the Ephesian church.
他说我在神面前屈膝为你们跪下来祷告。
That I bow my knees to the Father for you.
说保罗在祷告，保罗祷告祈求的内容是什么？
And what was Paul praying about?
他所在意的以弗所教会，他希望信徒有什么样的改变跟成长？
What kind of changes did he wish of from the Ephesian members?
所以在这里，保罗告诉我们说，他对信徒的期望。他对信徒有一些期望。
Here Paul writes about the hopes he had of the members.
而这个期望 不是只有对着以弗所教会的信徒。
This is not only of the Ephesians.
同时也是对我们今天每一个信主的人。
It also applies to every one of us who believe in Christ today.
所以保罗觉得说，一个信徒信仰在成长，需要有什么改变呢？
So what does Paul say is required when we grow in Christ?
我们看回来以弗所书的第三章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 3,
16节
verse 16.
在这里说，愿借着神的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。这是保罗所祈求的，为信徒所求的第一件。
The first thing Paul prayed about is that the member be strengthened through God's Holy Spirit.
在英文里面讲说，是你里面的那一个 inner man， 你里面有一个人。
And he prayed for the inner man in verse 16.
他说啊，保罗说，我们里面有一个人，这个叫做真我，这个叫做本我。
Every one of us has an inner man inside us. That is our true self.
所以保罗说，我们要求的是叫里面那一个真正的我能够刚强起来。
And so Paul prays that this inner man, our true self, be strengthened.
我们今天的人都非常重视我们的身体健康。
Today we may care about our physical health.
我们也非常的重视我们的外表，我们的形象。
And we care about our physical appearance and the image we project.
所以要做生意，什么生意最好做？
So what kind of business is the easiest to do?
两种生意最好做啊。
Two kinds of business.
一种就是卖小孩子东西的。
One is selling things to children.
对那个父母来讲啊，哇，生了孩子，宝贝的不得了，砸锅卖铁，最好的都要给他。
Especially for new parents, they would spare no expenses for their baby.
第二种什么生意最好做
？What is the second business to get into?
就是能够让你看起来年轻，让你看起来貌美的这种生意最好做了。
Any business related to beauty.
你只要讲啊，哇，这个面膜敷下去啊，年轻五岁啊，马上卖光光啊。
If the facial cream you sell can make someone look younger by 5 years, it will be completely sold out.
就算你那个面膜其实上面只有沾了一点水而已啊，不管啦，只要有可能帮助的，都要给你买来试试看。
Even if it's made of just water, people will still buy it.
所以啊，现在的人非常重视外在，非常重视外表，非常重视各项的健康。
People today care about their appearance and their health.
所以人花了很多的时间让自己看起来年轻，让自己看起来美丽。
People spend time and effort to make themselves look younger and more beautiful.
常常要花时间去运动，上健身房啊，这个年费一年700-1000也照样在付。
And they spend hundreds of dollars for gym membership to go exercise and make themselves look better.
因为活得久的想要活得更久。
When we the more we live, the longer we want to live.
希望能够活得健康。
You want to live health with health.
这是我们今天的人非常重视我们的身体，我们的外在。
This is what's important to people today.
这个本身并没有错啊。
There's nothing wrong with that.
人都希望活得好一点，活得健康一点，活得漂亮一点，这个有什么错？
What is wrong if we want to live longer, healthier, and more beautiful?
但是很多时候，我们的注意力全部都集中在我们的外在的各项的身体指数。
The problem is if we focus only on these things.
却忽略掉说，原来在我们里面有一个人叫做真我。
But yet neglect the true self, the inner man that is inside us.
所以很多时候啊，我们外面的人照顾得非常好。
So we may take care of our outer self very well.
吃得很好，运动很多啊，保健品一罐一罐的来。
We eat well, we exercise.
外面的人啊，这个满脸油光啊，但是里面那个啊，已经饿得啊，满脸菜色啦。
And from the outside, we look very well, but our inside is dying.
因为我们花很多时间在照顾自己的身体。
We use a lot of time to take care of our physical body.
但是却花了很少的时间在照顾自己的灵魂。
Yeah, we take no time at all to take care of our souls.
我们如果看一个我们非常熟悉的故事啊。
Let's turn to a familiar story.
我们来看一下路加福音。
Luke.
我们看路加福音的第12章哦。
Luke chapter 12.
这个是我们非常熟悉的一个比喻。
You should be familiar with this parable.
路加福音12章的第16节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 16.
16节， 而这里说就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，心里自己自己心里想，我的田产没有地方收怎么办呢？说我要这样子，我要把我的仓房拆了，盖更大的，收藏我一切的粮食。19节。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安逸的吃喝快乐吧。20节。他说啊，神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？这个是我们非常熟悉的一个故事。
This is a very familiar story.
也是我们在灵恩会在布道会当中常常用这个来讲到生命跟灵魂。
And we refer to this parable in our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
但是我们要看到中间讲到的这一个财主啊。
And let's take a look at this rich fool.
我们发觉说这个财主是知道有灵魂的。
This rich man knew that he had a soul.
所以他不是只有忙碌他的事业，忙碌他的财富，忙碌建筑他的忙碌建筑他的生活。
He was not busy only in his managing his businesses and his wealth.
他是知道人有灵魂，人要注重灵魂的。
He knew he had a soul, and that is it was important to him.
而这个灵魂就是我们的 inner man, 就是那个真我跟本我啊。
And the soul is that inner man, our true self inside us.
但是为什么主耶稣说这个知道有灵魂的财主是一个无知的人呢？
Why did Jesus call this rich man who knew he had a soul a fool?
因为最糟的就是他虽然知道有灵魂。
Because it's what worst is that he knew there was a soul.
但是他却想要借着这些物质上的方法来把里面那个灵魂把它喂饱。
But he tried to feed his soul with the physical and material possessions.
所以他准备了非常多的财物。
So he prepared for himself much wealth.
然后他对他的心讲，对他的灵魂说。
And he says to his soul,
你看，你想吃什么就有什么。
You can eat whatever you want.
有龙虾，有鲍鱼，你爱吃什么，我把你填饱啊。
I'll fill you with all kinds of delicacies.
却不知道说，不管你怎么努力，不管你给他多少。
But he did not realize, no matter how much you fill your soul this way.
说在世界上各样的物质、各种好处、各样的成就，没有一样能够填满那心灵的空虚。
And no accomplishment, no enjoyment in the world can fill your heart inside.
所以他告诉他的灵魂。
But this rich man said to his soul,
我帮你预备很多的财物啊。
I have prepared all this for you.
你说你想要吃什么？
What do you want to eat?
却不知道说他的灵魂已经饿得快死了。
Yet he failed to realize that his soul was already starving to death.
却没有办法吃他为他准备的任何东西。
And the soul cannot eat anything he has prepared.
所以到最后，当灵魂饿死了。
So when his soul starved to death.
而人也失去了生命的价值。
And then he lost the value of his life.
所以我们今天要特别的谨慎。
So we must be careful today.
因为保罗特别告诉你跟我。
Paul tells you and me.
所在我们注重我们这照顾外在身体的这个当下。
While we focus on taking care of our physical appearances and body.
所千万不要忘记的那个 inner man 才是你真正存在的价值。
Paul reminds us that there is an inner man which is the value of our life.
所以在哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们如果翻到哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章就讲到保罗就讲到喂饱这个 inner man 啊，喂饱这个灵魂啊。
In this chapter, Paul tells us how we feed our inner man.
第四章的第十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节。这里说虽然所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心似一天。17节。我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。18节。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。在这里保罗对哥林多教会的信徒说，
These are the words from Paul to the Corinthian members.
他说啊，你要怎么样照顾你那里面的真我
？How do you care for your inner man？
他告诉我们说啊，不管你多努力，外体一定会一天一天的越来越衰败。
Because no matter what we do, our outward man is perishing every day.
因为不管你多努力，时间都在不断的过去。
No matter what you do, time will pass.
不管你付出多大的代价，我们的身体的机能一定会渐渐的衰弱。
No matter how much you pay, your body will grow weaker and weaker.
这个是没有办法阻止的事实。
This is an unavoidable fact.
但是在这里保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
他说你虽然外面这个人啊，渐渐的毁坏，渐渐的衰老。
Even though your outward man, your body is growing old and perish.
但是你里面那个人却可以越来越年轻，而且越来越强壮。
Our inner man can grow younger and be renewed day by day.
你要怎么样能够做到这样呢？
And how can we accomplish that?
这里保罗告诉我们说有两个方法。
Paul tells us two ways.
第一个就是为耶稣承受苦楚啊。
First is to suffer for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们觉得说受苦只会让人越来越衰老。
We think that when we suffer, it will make us weaker.
你看哦，那个哦，常常啊，那个很忧愁啊，愁眉苦脸的人啊，啊，那个就是很容易就产生一大堆的皱纹，不是吗？
And so if those are always anyone who's miserable will not look very good.
好，所以我常跟我太太讲说啊，你不要皱眉头哦，再皱眉头啊，夹苍蝇吗？
I always joke with my wife, why are you always frowning?
啊，说啊，为什么？因为皱纹就跑出来啦。
And if you because if you frown, you have wrinkles.
啊，常常瞪人啊，鱼尾纹就跑出来啦。
And if you stare at people, you will also get wrinkles.
哦，所以啊，通常我们觉得说一个人受苦只会越来越衰弱，越来越苍老，不是吗
？We feel that suffering will make us weaker and make us feel older.
啊，但是保罗告诉我们说，如果你是为耶稣基督来受苦
，Paul tells us if we suffer for the sake of the Lord Jesus,
你在因为耶稣受苦，你里面那个人会越来越年轻，越来越强壮。
And the more we suffer, our inward man is actually being renewed and become stronger.
越长越漂亮。
And the inward man will become more beautiful.
哦，越来越有活力。
It will become more alive.
哦，虽然身体很衰弱，但是心灵非常的年轻跟快乐。
While our body may become weaker, our inner man is filled with joy and life.
如果你愿意为耶稣受苦。
If you are willing to suffer for Christ.
第二个要求，你怎么样能够让里面的人强壮起来
？And the second way to make our inner man stronger.
十八节哦。
In verse 18.
十八节说，因为我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时，所不见的是永远。在这里告诉我们说，你怎么样让里面的人年轻起来
？How do we make our inner man younger?
那就是看你整天在烦恼什么啦。
It depends on what you worry about every day.
如果你每天都在烦恼啊，你那个柴米油盐酱醋茶，你如果每天烦恼啊，要赚更多的钱不够，我还要更多，我还要更多啊，你会越来越老，越老越快。
If you only worry about your livelihood and making more money, then you will grow older faster.
哇，你担心啊，我这个投资怎么样啊？我那个投资啊，行不行啊？你真的会越老越快哦。
Every day worry about your investment in that place, this place or that place, then you will definitely grow.
哦，因为当你所顾念的事，通通能够看见的。
If you only look at the things which are seen,
所以你被这一些缠累了你的心。
And when those things bind our heart,
所以你离不开地面，你飞不起来，你没办法展翅上腾。
Then we're stuck on the ground and we cannot fly up toward the skies.
所以当我们被世界所捆绑，我们只会在世界当中逐渐的老去。
If we're bound by the things of the world, we're only age and grow old on in the world.
所以不只是身体变老。而是心灵也跟着越来越衰败。
And as our body grows old, then so our souls will also grow old.
所以如果你只在念，你只顾念这些你能看见的。
If the only thing we care about is in the world.
但是啊，保罗说他不是啊。
But Paul says that's not how he looks at things.
他说啊，我们所顾念的不是那个看得见的啊。
We do not look at the things that are seen.
我所顾念的是那个看不见将来的灵魂的永恒的。
Rather, we should look at things which are not seen, which are eternal.
所以虽然活在这个世界上
，so even though we still live in this world,
但是不被这个世界所捆绑
，we're not bound by anything in the world.
一切都是顺其自然。
We let things come and let things go.
人生当中啊，不管遇到什么事情
，no matter what happens to us in life,
或处顺境，或处逆境，凡事都交在神的手中。 中。
Whether it is smooth or adversity, everything is in God's hands.
所以在顺境当中懂得快乐。
And so in times of peace, we rejoice.
在困难当中心中拥有依靠。
In times of trouble, we rely on God.
你说这样子的人把心放在天上，他怎么会衰老呢？
And if a person if a person's heart is in heaven, then how can that person possibly grow old?
哦，所以你看亚伯拉罕。
Let's take a look at Abraham.
圣经里面讲说，亚伯拉罕在世啊，过着游牧的生活。
On earth, he lived a life of a wonder.
他说啊，亚伯拉罕啊，没有把心思放在他的事业、他的财富，或者是建造一座城来留他的名字。
But his eyes was not on the things of the world. He did not care about building or naming a city after himself.
那希伯来书里面讲说啊，亚伯拉罕他的一生啊，永远仰望那个更美的家乡。
The book of Hebrews tells us that all his life, Abraham looked to a better home.
哦，所以他是一个有盼望的人。
He was a man of hope.
哦，虽然有时候遇到患难，虽然有时候遇到饥荒，虽然有时候有些生活上的损失。
And he sometimes encountered trouble or famine or loss.
啊，但是啊，对亚伯拉罕来说啊，这些东西不是非常重要啊。
To Abraham, those were unimportant.
啊，有也好，感谢主；没有也没有关系，一样在过日子啊。
If he had things, thank God. If he did not, if he lost things, he still lived.
你会发觉说你活得很轻松。
And if we do that, then life becomes easy.
啊，但是如果今天呢，你的心都挂在了这些世界上的事情。
But if instead our heart is always troubled by the things of the world,
你真的会活得很辛苦。
It would be very hard to live.
我以前在上班的时候。我有一个同事。
In my old job, there was a coworker of mine.
我这个同事啊，讲实话啊，那人生真的很幸福啊。
And to be honest, I think he lived a good life.
啊，嫁入了有钱人的家中。
女生嫁给一个有钱人。She married someone into a wealthy family.
啊，然后啊，她先生又对她好得不得了。
And her husband treated her very well.
啊，没有那个电视剧里面那种哦，什么乱七八糟啊，什么那种豪门的那种恩怨哦，没有啊，就是很单纯哦。
There's none of the things that happen in like that you see in a soap opera.
啊，说哇，她就嫁给一个有钱人，她先生对她好得不得了。
Married into a wealthy family with a husband who was faithful to her.
啊，其实呢，她也不用上班。
And she did not really have to work.
只是因为啊，孩子长大了，在家里非常无聊，就随便找了一个工作。她也不缺钱，也不缺钱啊。
She did not need to work, but she wanted to find something to do after her children, had grown. So she got a job.
啊，因为人生没有什么事做啊，所以她非常喜欢玩股票。
And so because there's nothing, else to do, so she decided to play the stock market.
啊，她先生也是很宠她，随便你玩，钱就拿去给你花。
And her husband loved her so much, he gave her however much money she wanted to invest.
啊，但是啊，她没有一天快乐的。
But she was not happy.
啊，真的啊，我跟她做同事做了一年呐，我没有看过她一天快乐。
I worked with her for about a year, and I did not feel like she was happy for any day.
你会觉得很奇怪啊，这样子一个人生啊，先生对她好，孩子很听话，啊，钱又花不完。哎，这种人生应该是蛮好的啊。
Imagine if she had a husband who loved her, she had children who respected her, and she had money to spend. How could she not be happy?
啊，生活当中没有任何的压力，为什么不快乐呢？
She had no pressure, and why wasn't she happy?
每天都很痛苦啊。
She was suffering every day.
啊，为什么痛苦？
Why?
每天进公司啊。
Every day when she came into the office.
啊，就开始看股票啊。
She checked the stock prices.
蛮有趣的，我们公司也不管她。
And it was kind of interesting that the company just left her alone.
啊，其实啊，我们那公司啊，人家都说那是养老院啊，我都不知道，不，我都不每天不知道我在那边干嘛的哈。
And frankly speaking, I didn't know what I was doing at the company.
好，我是公司年纪最轻的。
I was the youngest employee.
我那时候23岁。
I was 23.
啊，我再来的就是45岁以上，中间都没有。
My next senior.Colleague was 45.
好，所以啊，那个我也不知道每天上班也不知道在干嘛。
So I showed up to work and didn't really know what I was doing.
我一直上班上了一年，要离职，我要离开公司的时候。
Up until the time I left the company a year later.
我才知道哈，我那些无良的同事，那些没良心的同事啊。
Then I realized how bad that my coworkers.
他们居然每个月都开赌盘呐、啊，有个那个有 bet 啊，每个月都开赌盘呐、啊。
They actually had a gambling pool every month.
赌说我这个月会不会离职啊？
And what were they betting on? They were betting on if I was going to leave the company.
他们觉得说，哇，这个年轻人怎么有办法在这种养老院里面上班啊？
They were wondering how long this young man could stay at this company of old people.
每天在悠哉悠哉，没有事情做，非常无聊啊。
There was nothing to do.
好，所以他们每个月都在赌看我什么时候会离开，那个月会不会离职啊？
So they had a betting pool to see how long I can stand in the company.
我真的我在那公司熬了一年。
So I was there, and I persevered for a year.
那一年当中，我看这个同事啊，没有一天快乐，没有一天快乐。
But I observed how this coworker of mine was not happy.
每天来公司就开始看股票。
So every day she showed up to the office and looked at the stock prices.
看完股票之后，心情就非常的糟糕。
And after looking at the stock prices, she felt really bad.
因为赔钱。
Because she lost money.
所以赔钱的时候，哇，心情非常不好。
So whenever the stock prices dropped, she felt really bad.
啊，你以为股票涨了她会高兴吗？股票涨了她更不高兴。
What if the stock prices go up? You think she'll be happy? No, she was still, not happy.
因为当股票跌了，她都觉得说，怎么每次都跌到我的。
And so every time the stock market dropped, she felt like it was only her stocks that dropped.
啊，但是当股票涨了，她不会看她赚了多少钱哦。
But when the stock market went up, she didn't think about how much money she was making.
你知道她更痛苦啊。
And in fact, she suffered more.
她每次都说，我本来打算买更多的。
She actually said, I should have bought more.
有时候我因为那个时候年纪很轻哦。
So I was still young.
所以常常乱讲话。
So I would speak without thinking.
好，所以有一次啊，她就又是这样子啊，那个明明股票赚了不少钱啊，啊，又在那里很生气，很 depressed 啊。
So one day when her stocks went up, yes, she was depressed and complaining.
我跟她讲说啊，你没有一天快乐的，股票涨你也难过，股票跌你也难过。我说你活着干什么？
So I actually said to her, you're not happy when the stock drops, you're not happy when the stock rises, then what are you living for?
哦，那个时候真的是很没有爱心哦，我后来有悔改啊。
I did repent because I spoke.
啊，但是讲实话，我心里就会觉得说，你这种人生有什么意思啊？
But at the time I felt, then what is the meaning of her life?
虽然在外在来看啊，真的是值得人羡慕，她有大家想要的。
Outwardly speaking, she had everything that everyone wanted.
但是里面那个人极度衰弱，极度痛苦，极度的黑暗。
But her inner man, her inner self was in darkness and suffering.
哦，所以啊，在这里保罗提醒我们。
So Paul reminds us.
说我们每一个人里面都有一个本我。
There is an inner man in every one of us.
我们一定要努力的让里面这个本我能够健康，能够漂亮，更能够强壮起来。
We must strive so that this inner self is healthy, is beautiful, and is strong.
啊，这样子，我们不管遇到什么样的环境，生活有什么样的变化，你都能够在当中找到生命的快乐。
And regardless of our lives or how our circumstances change, then we can find a way.
所以今天一个人生活痛苦，不见得是因为经济很差。
So a person suffers today not necessarily because of financial troubles.
今天一个人生活痛苦，常常是因为里面的人非常衰弱。
It's more likely because their inner man is weak.
你知道美国一年有多少人要试着自杀吗？
Do you know how many people try to commit suicide in this country?
超过80万，
800,000.
有一年有超过80万住在全世界最强大的国家，一年有超过80万人活不下去。
In one of the wealthiest country in the world, 800,000 people a year feel like they cannot live anymore.
好，你不要以为这些都是穷人啊。
And not all of them are poor.
我还告诉你啊，里面大部分都不是穷人。
Actually, most of them are not poor.
美国有几千万的人在看心理医生。
Tens of millions of people in this country seek psychiatric help.
或者是要靠吃安眠药才能够过日子。
Or they take pills to help them sleep.
你以为他们是穷人吗？
Are they all poor?
没有啦，穷人看不起心理医生的。
No, because the poor can't afford a psychiatrist.
哇，你那个走进去啊，那个床一躺啊，他那个一钉下去啊，100就过去了。
The moment you go into the psychiatrist's couch, every hour is a few hundred dollars.
哦，所以啊，今天啊，生活当中富足，但是心灵当中非常痛苦的人很多啊。
So there are many people who live in material abundance, but they're suffering inside.
啊，我到肯亚的时候。
When I visited Kenya,
啊，我跟一个刚好就是跟一个信徒在聊天啊，坐在树下喝椰子，在那聊天啊。
I sat under a tree with a member drinking out of a coconut.
啊，那真的是讲实话，非洲的，你们觉得非洲很可怕啊？我告诉你，非洲啊，其实很 自由。
You might think that Africa is a scary place, but I will tell you that it's quite free to live in Africa.
啊，你就这样靠着那个木瓜树啊，靠着椰子树啊，啊，然后啊，就你知道一个椰子多少钱吗？
So we sat under a papaya tree or coconut tree enjoying a coconut. And do you know how much is a coconut?
新鲜椰子一颗三 cent.
Fresh coconut, 3 cents.
城市里比较贵五 cent.
In the city, it costs more, 5 cents.
看你多会喝吧，你尽量喝啊。
So you can drink and eat as much as you want.
这里多少？两块半。
How much is a coconut here? 250.
你看到那个两块半，你突然发觉内心的人又衰弱下去了。
And when you come back here, you saw how much a coconut is here. You grow weak inside.
哦，就是为什么会 depressed 啊？因为你看那个价格，你就 depressed 了嘛。
How do we get depressed just by looking at how expensive things are here?
啊，但是当你看到一个 coconut 三 cent， 你突然发觉你自由了。
And so when you see that a coconut is only 3 cents, you feel free inside.
所以在非洲，我们就坐在树下在聊天啊，那个风这样吹啊，很舒服啊，聊天聊天喝 coconut 喝椰子啊。
So I enjoyed that time, enjoyed the breeze, talking with our members, drinking out of a coconut.
然后他跟我说
，And that member told me.
我们就讲到一些啊，他跟我说啊，他一辈子从来没有听过任何人自杀。
He said he's never heard of anyone who committed suicide.
不只是他的亲戚家人，连他的同村庄的、附近村庄的，他说他一辈子没有听过任何人想要结束自己的生命，从来没有。
Not from his family and friends, not in his entire village or anyone of his circle. Nobody he knew wanted to take their own life.
他跟我讲说，你看，有阳光，还有木瓜，为什么人要结束自己的生命呢？奇怪。
We have the sunshine, we have papayas, why would you want to kill yourself?
讲实话，我听完以后我愣了好久。
So to be honest, after I heard, it took me a while to think about
it. 他就跟你讲说啊，天上有太阳哦，有阳光，有木瓜，哎，人为什么要结束自己的生
命？ We too have sunshine,
我都不知道怎么回答呀。
And papaya, so why would anyone take their life? I really don't know how to answer that
question. 我们以为他们很可怜。
We think that many Africans are suffering.
其实有时候我们真的不知道到底是谁可怜。
But sometimes we don't realize who is the one who is suffering.
我到多米尼加的时候
，When I went to the Dominican Republic,
因为我们有些信徒他是住在那个贫民窟里面，真的就是贫民窟啊，那个、很可怜的、啊。
Some of our members do live in slums.
哦，那个你都真的住在那。怎么样住在那种环境啊？真的很可怕、啊。
I cannot imagine how a person could live in such a place.
啊，我们有一个信徒啊。
We have a member.
啊，他家里就是啊，从路边捡那种铁皮这样子自己贴起来的。
The family's house is built from, recycled tin.
啊，然后啊，就是一家四口就窝在一个房间啊，就是它就是一个好像那个 container 哈，好像那个货柜这样子啊，就一家四口就住在里面，也没有电，那就是整个这样子很潮湿啊，全部都是蚊子，全部都是苍蝇啊。
A family of four will live in something like a metal container without electricity and dripping water and filled with mosquitoes.
啊，然后地啊，没有地板的啊，那个地就是那个完全都没有处理过的那一种很 rough 的，就是普通的那种外面那种乱七八糟的土地这样子。
And their floor is basically dirt.
我第一次进他家，进去走一步进去就退两步出来。
So the first time I stepped into the house, I backed away.
哇，吓一跳啊！全部都是，你有看过那个苍蝇是这样像卷的啊、哦？那个整个全部都是苍蝇啊
！Now there was a storm of flies inside the house.
但是啊，我们又觉得说啊，哎，我们是教会要有爱心，所以我就咬着牙又给他走进去啊。
But I thought I need to show love, so I gritted my teeth and stepped in.
而且还要表现的好像都没有看到那个。
I have to pretend that there's nothing wrong.
又不敢讲话。
But I didn't want to open my mouth to speak.
因为他讲话，苍蝇就跑进去了。
There's so many flies.
结果他自己很不好意思啊。
But they felt a little bit bad for me.
所以这个弟兄啊，可能觉得很不好意思啊，他就拿了一瓶那个杀虫剂出来。
So this brother felt bad for me, so he took out some pesticides.
但是啊，因为苍蝇太多。
But there's too many flies.
所以他没有喷苍蝇，他直接喷在我身上。
He didn't spray the flies, he sprayed me.
我心里想说你们搞错哇。
So I was a little taken aback.
我说那个是杀虫剂，不是驱蚊的 ，OK?
I said those are that is meant to kill bugs, not to this is not a bug repellent.
所以啊，他们的生活真的有的人真的生活很苦很苦啊。
So many people do live a very tough life.
我去那边连续去了好几年。
So I visited them for many years afterwards.
他的女儿有一套小洋装哈，我还记得。
I remember the daughter had had a dress.
啊，她就只有那么一套小洋装啦。
That's the only dress she had.
只有安息日来教会才可以穿。
And she wore that dress only during the Sabbath service.
啊，但是啊，你真的是看她，我每年去看啊，她都穿一样的，越穿越小件而已啊，越穿越紧而已啊。
Every year she wore that dress, but then she eventually outgrew that dress.
哦，还好啊，那个都是松紧带啊，所以长袖就变短袖啦。
So the long sleeve dress became a short sleeve dress.
我们都觉得她好可怜哦。
And you think that that's such a pitiful life.
但是有时候我看他们小孩啊，在那里跑啊玩啊，你真的有时候觉得说，到底是谁？到底是谁可怜啊？
But then you turn around and see the kids running around playing, and you wonder who is the one who's suffering.
你知道他们怎么打棒球的吗？
Do you know how they play baseball there?
多么尼家的棒球很厉害，对不对？
You know there's many, many good baseball players out of the American
Republic. 你看那个美国的大美国大联盟里面好几个非常厉害的都是多么尼家来的。
Many professional baseball players here who came from the country.
哇，我第一次看他们打棒球，要吓死我了。
But the first time I saw them play baseball there, I was shocked.
地上捡一根棍子，石头这么大一颗哦，拿起来就直接这样。
They picked up the stick and a rock from the ground and they played.
而且其他的小朋友没有一个有手套，直接用空手接啊。
And none of them had gloves. They caught that ball rock barehanded.
吓死我了，那个打到一定头破血流的。
I was so shocked, and I was, what if they got hit by the rock?
哎，人家跑得很乖的，你就看到整场的笑声啊。
But yet all you hear is laughter.
但是啊，你突然回来发觉说，哎，那美国的小孩拥有这么多，活在天堂里面，我们的小孩不快乐。
And you look at our kids, they seem to be living in heaven, but many of them are not happy.
真的，我们的孩子所拥有的是他们很多地方孩子是做梦都梦不到的东西。
What our kids have here is something that can't even be dreamed of by the kids over there.
但是我们的孩子笑不出来。
But our kids here don't laugh.
那什么时候会笑？
When would they laugh?
哦，吵了好久，你终于买了一个最新的 game 给他，哦，笑了。
Maybe after they nag you for such a long time, they finally got that game they wanted.
啊，然后一个礼拜之后就不笑了。
One week later, they don't laugh anymore.
为什么？因为他的朋友有更新的，又笑不出来了。
Why? Because their friend got something newer and better.
所以有时候在想啊，生命当中到底谁比较幸福？
So let's think about it. Who is living a better life?
今天神把我们放在美国。
But God has placed us in this country.
而且神让我们生活平安。
God has given us a peace.
神给我们非常大量的资源。
He has given us much resources.
但是我们千万不要在这丰盛的生活当中忘记了我们里面的那个人。
In our abundance, let us not neglect our inner man.
因为只有养活了、喂饱了那个真我。
We must feed and keep our inner man alive.
你的生命才会是彩色的。
Only then would there be color.
我们看回来以弗所书的第三章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章的第十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
这里讲说，求你按着求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。十七节。
17.
使基督因你们的信住在里面。叫你们的爱心能够有根有基，而在这里讲到说，爱心有根基，生命能成长的第二个要求。
This is how we can be rooted and grounded in love.
第一个就是你要注意到，你要知道你里面有一个人，他是需要被养活的。
The first is that we must know we have an inner self that needs to be sustained and kept alive.
而人只有在神面前活得有价值，里面的人才会感到非常的满足。
Our inner self is satisfied only if we live a life that is valuable to God.
所以为主耶稣受苦是一个方法。
And so one way is to suffer for the Lord.
顾念天上的价值是另外一个方法。
Another way is to look at the things above.
这个就是让我们里面的人充充满满在富足当中长大成人的一个方法。
This is how our inner man can grow in abundance.
接下来告诉我们说，我们要使耶稣基督住到我们的心里面。
Then Paul says we must let the Lord live inside us.
在这里告诉我们说啊，你内心当中如果有了基督
，If Christ is in our heart,
你自然而然生命当中就能够得到稳妥。
Then our life would be rooted.
因为当耶稣住到你们的心里面
，When Christ dwells in our heart,
所就能够叫我们的爱心有根有基。
Then our love would be grounded and rooted.
我们常讲爱心
，We talk about love.
因为基督徒基督教就是一个讲爱。谈爱心的一个信仰跟宗教。
Christianity is a religion of love.
但是很多时候我们对所谓的爱 或爱心，常常误解，或者是常常有偏差的认识。
But often we misunderstand what is love.
我们觉得说啊，哦，有爱心就是要做好事，帮助可怜人啊，捐钱啊，帮助这里做那些啊，就是我做个好人，我就是有爱心啦。
Some will say that if you have love, if you do good, if you help this person or that person or donate something.
我们觉得说这就是爱心啊，帮助人有怜悯啊，这个看人可怜多帮他一点，这就叫做爱心。
If you help people when they're in need and to do good deeds, then you have love.
啊，但是很抱歉呐，圣经里面讲爱心不是在讲这些啊。
But that is not the love that the Bible talks about.
啊，所以有些人呢，会讲到教，会对教会说。
Some will say to the church.
他说啊，教会啊，要什么教会要多参与一些什么社会的慈善工作啦，要怎么样啊？要去帮助这里，帮助那里啊，就觉得说教会好像什么都没做。
They say feel that the church does not participate in any charitable works, and the church appears to be doing nothing.
啊，但是啊，其实这是一个误解啊。
But that's a misunderstanding.
第一个，教会不见得没做，只是你不知道而已。
First, the church might be doing something, and you just don't know it.
啊，因为圣经里面讲说，你左手做的，不要让你右手知道。
Because the Bible tells us that do not let what your left hand does, do not let your right hand know.
所以教会所参与的、所付出的、所投下去的资金跟人力，它不见得让你知道啊。
Then whatever the church has actually done, you might not know about.
你不知道不代表它不存在。
And if just because you don't know doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
你不知道只代表你没有参与。
If you don't know, that means you were not part of it.
不是这样子吗？
Is that the case?
哦，有时候骂得很大声啊，教会怎么样？教会怎么样？都没有怎么样啊！有时候你讲得很大声，骂得很大声啊。
Some people may complain loudly that the church hasn't done this or that.
好啊，要不然教会要做的，请你来帮忙啊！不行啦，我很忙啦，哎呀，我没有时间啦。
And when the church asked them to help, they said, "I don't have the time."
所以你不知道，可能代表的是你没有参与。
So if you don't know, if you don't think the church is doing anything, maybe you haven't done anything either.
这是第一哈。
That's first.
第二。
Second.
第二就是教会不是为了慈善工作来建立的。
The church was established not to do just to do charitable work.
教会的存在目的在什么？
What is the purpose of the church?
教会存在的目的在于彰显最大的爱，做出最大的慈善。
The church exists to show the greatest love and the greatest charity.
叫做救人的灵魂。
Which is to save the souls of people.
到底什么比较重要？
Which is more important?
是救人的灵魂比较重要，还是让人吃饱一碗饭比较重要呢？
Is it to feed someone's stomach or to save that person's soul?
两个当然都重要啊。
They're both important.
但是如果要比较，哪一个更有价值？
If you compare the two, which one has more value?
当然使人有永生的盼望，能够最后回到天家，这个才叫做最大的慈善。
Of course, it is more important and a greater charity to save someone's soul so that they can go to heaven.
这个才是教会需要集中资源要去努力的方向。
That's the focus and the goal of the church.
啊，剩下的部分我们就交给比尔盖茨好了。
And anything else left that's needed, then maybe we can ask Bill Gates.
啊，那个比尔盖茨他们不是有一个 Gates Foundation 吗？
He has established a Gates Foundation.
啊，他的太太一辈子就是专业做慈善，不是吗？
And his wife has devoted their lives to do charitable works.
请把专业的事留给专业的人做啊。
So let us leave leave that to the professionals.
哦，所以他们的专业是什么？
What is their profession?
他们的专业就是在有组织的状况之下去协助世界上需要的人。
They're able to organize and help the problems of the world.
我们的专业是什么？
What is our specialty?
我们的专业就是靠着圣灵的帮助拯救人的灵魂，能够有得救的盼望。
Our specialty is to rely on the Holy Spirit and to give hope and salvation to the soul.
说这个才叫做真正的爱心。
That is true love.
好，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，说这个爱心是有根有基的。
So Paul says we are rooted and grounded in love.
啊，代表说啊，这个爱心是有一个规矩，有一个范围。
So there are parameters to this love.
它有要求的。
There are requirements.
啊，说只有符合这个要求，只有达到这个标准，才能够在圣经里面被称为爱心。
It has to abide by the standards of the Bible for something to be called love.
所以真正的爱心要符合信仰的原则。
And true love must be done in accordance to the principles of faith.
啊，这才叫做根基啊。
That's how we are rooted and grounded.
啊，所以今天我们要盖一栋房子。
If we're to build a house today.
虽 然底下的根基是看不到的。
Even though you cannot see the foundation.
啊，真的啊，你房子盖过去啊，底下长什么样子，你有看过吗？
Have you seen the foundation of your house?
啊，但是如果那个根基没有打好，或者是没有按照标准尺寸来做。
But if that foundation was not built according to code.
那你外面看起来很漂亮啊，但是啊，地震摇一摇，风啊刮一刮，啊，可能就整个就垮下来了。
You might have a beautiful house, but when there's an earthquake or when there's a storm, the house would tumble.
所以正确的根基决定了房子它存在的价值。
The foundation and how the house is rooted determines how valuable it is.
而正确的根基也决定了这个爱心在神眼中有没有存在的必要。
And the same way, the right foundation determines whether or not our love is valuable.
所以在神的眼里，在圣经里面，到底什么才叫真正的爱心？
So what is true love in the eyes of God?
我们来看一下约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
我们看约翰福音的第十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章。
John chapter 14.
第十五节。
John chapter 14 verse 15.
十五节。而在这里讲说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。啊，在这里主耶稣讲得很清楚啦。
Here Jesus tells us quite clear.
圣经里面，在神的眼中，什么叫做爱？
And according to the Bible, what is love?
爱就叫做顺服听话。
To submit and to listen.
所以圣经里面讲爱心，不是讲什么慈悲怜悯帮助穷人，他不是讲这种爱心哦。
In the Bible, love is not just a matter of mercy or to have compassion.
圣经里的爱讲的是敬畏神、守道理、行在主路上，这个才叫做爱心。
In the Bible, love is to keep God's commandment and to walk in His ways.
啊，并且因为你走在主的路上。
And because of him, we walk in his ways.
使你能够给别人做下榜样。
So that we set an example for others.
啊，作为父母的。
As parents.
因为你走在主路上，你给你的儿女留下榜样。
Because you walk on God's way, you set an example for your children.
宗教教育的老师，你给你的学生留下榜样。
And if you're RE teacher, you too set an example for your student.
教会里的老信徒，你给新进教会的人留下了榜样。
And the elder members of the church, you set an example for the young members of the church.
这个就叫做绽放出基督的馨香之气，使人能够学习因着你越来越像基督。
This is how we show the fragrance of Christ, so that for your sake, others will also become like Christ.
如同保罗所说的，你们当效法我，如同我效法基督一样。
Just as Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
啊，所以因为你的孩子看着你，他觉得说，原来基督徒就是这样。
And if your children can look at you and realize that that's what it is to be a Christian.
因为学习你在主里长大，所以有神的恩典在他们的生命里面。
And they can learn from your example and they will grow up in Christ.
啊，最后走在主路上，成为教会合用的器皿。
And they will grow up to become a worthy vessel in the church.
这就是你能够给你儿女最大的爱。
This is the greatest love you can show your children.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，爱心叫做守道理。
So as it says here, if love is to keep God's commandment.
那你这样，你的爱心就是建立的有根有基了。
And then our love would be rooted and grounded in the word.
那最后我们看回来以弗所书的第三章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18.
这里讲说，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，十九节。
19.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的你们。在这里讲到成长的第三个要求啊。
This is the third requirement of growing in the faith.
第一个我们讲到说，里面那个人你要把他养大。
First we must nurture our inner man.
第二个要对爱心有正确的认识，有根有基。
Second, we must have the correct understanding of love and be grounded and rooted.
第三个说，你要常常去体会耶稣基督对你的爱。
And the third is to comprehend and to know how great is the love of Christ.
因为爱是最伟大的力量。
Because love is powerful.
信仰这一条路并不容易。
Our journey of faith is difficult.
我们不但要面对很多的挑战跟诱惑。
We face much challenges and temptation.
甚至有时候会受到伤害而流下眼泪。
We could be hurt and shed tears.
是有时候是世界给我们的攻击跟压力。
Sometimes the attacks come from the world.
但是有时候那伤我们最深的是我们身旁的人。
And but sometimes those who hurt us the most is the people around us.
我们不否认，真的有人的地方难免就有冲突。
Because there, where there's people, there's conflict.
就算在教会里面，有时候人也能够伤我们伤得很深。
Even in the church, from other members.
但是当你受伤了。
But when we are hurt,
当你痛苦了,
when we're in pain,
当你在愤怒当中想要离开这个家,
when in anger we want to depart from this house,
这里保罗告诉你说, 你不要忘记耶稣怎么样爱你。
Here Paul says, do not forget how much Jesus Christ loves you,
因为你被提醒了。
And if you are reminded,
所以啊, 保罗说啊, 基督的爱啊基督的爱激励了我。
It says, as Paul says, the love of Christ compels him.
所以保罗说啊，我从此不再为自己活，要为那个爱我、为我而死的基督来活。
He said, I no longer live for myself, but for the Christ who loved me and died for me.
我们有时候常觉得保罗好像超人一样。
We may feel that Paul is like a Superman.
哇，打也打不死，关也关不怕。
He can be beaten and he can be jailed.
哇，你不管怎么样啊，他好像啊都是无敌的啊！ No, 不管怎么样，他都可以继续往前冲啊。
No matter what happened to him, he seemed to have superpowers to go on.
其实我们不要忘记了，保罗跟你我一样，就是普通人而已。
But let us not forget, Paul is just a man like you and me.
他会痛苦。
He suffered.
他会难过。
He was could be sad.
他也会孤单啊。
He became lonely.
你看圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible tell us?
保罗有一次讲说，众人都离开我了。
He said everyone has left me.
年纪老迈，关在监牢里面哦。
When he was old, he was alone in jail.
结果啊，他放眼望去，没有人在他身边。老人家一个人被关在监牢里面。
He was alone in the prison. There's no one there with him.
保罗讲了一句说，众人都离开我了。
He said.Everyone has left me.
你以为保罗不会孤单吗？
Do you think he never felt lonely?
你以为保罗不会难过吗？
Or he never felt sad?
但是为什么保罗能够继续的往前冲？
But how was Paul able to strive forward?
因为基督的爱激励了他。
Because the love of Christ compelled him.
所以保罗说，虽然众人都离开我，
He said, even if all has left me,
但是主常在我的身边。
But the Lord is always with me.
所以当保罗想到耶稣怎么样爱他，为他牺牲，为他钉十字架。
He remembered how much Jesus Christ loved him and died for him.
就在那最软弱的时候，又从内心当中得到了力量。
And in his weakest moment, he was able to regain strength.
所以一个人要怎么样在信仰上不断的成长？
How can we continue to grow in faith?
怎么样一个人在信仰上能够坚固不动摇？
How can we remain steadfast?
怎么样在遇到患难跟挑战跟压力跟挫折当中永不离开？
How can we never depart from the Lord in times of pressure and burden?
这里讲说，因为明白耶稣的爱是何等的长阔高深。
No, the love.Of Christ, which is and how great and how the width and length and depth and height.
有一个年轻的负责人，第一次做负责人啊。
There's a young member who became a council member for the first time.
做得很辛苦，但是被人家嫌得一塌糊涂啊。
It was a very difficult job, and many people complained about him.
所以啊，他也很失望，很挫折。
So he was very disappointed.
他说我不要做了。
He said, I don't want to do this anymore.
做那么多，做那么辛苦，拿那么多时间，还一天到晚。
I tried so hard, and then people still complained.
结果他就决定不要做了。
So he decided to resign.
那一次刚好也是灵恩会哦。
And there was happened to be the spiritual convocation.
他就决定说，灵恩会之后，他就要有始有终哦。灵恩会之后就辞掉了。
So he decided to wait until after spiritual convocation, and then he would resign.
他说：“神啊，不是我不爱你，也不是我不愿意服侍你。
”He said to God, "It's not that I don't love you or I don't want to serve you."
是这些人太过分 ，too much.
But these people are too much.
不帮忙，一天到晚讲话，意见一堆。
They don't help, and all they do is complain.
所以啊，灵恩会已经到最后到最后一天了。
So it came the last day of the spiritual convocation.
然后最后一个祷告。
In the concluding prayer.
祷告当中他就跟神讲说 ，This is it 就是这样子啦。
So he prayed to God, saying, "This is it."
说这个祷告结束，灵恩会结束，我就要 quit， 我就不做了。
After this prayer, I quit.
结果在祷告当中啊，突然看到主耶稣显现。
But in his prayer, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ.
看到主耶稣啊，就站在他的面前。
Standing before him.
然后主耶稣跟他说。
And Jesus said to him.
主耶稣说：“看我的手。”
Look at my hands.
结果他就看到主耶稣手上的钉痕。
And he saw the scars of the nails in the Lord's hands.
一直滴，一直滴，一直滴啊。
And blood was dripping from it.
他就跟主耶稣就跟他讲，看我的手。
Jesus said, "Look at my hands."
看了就很难过啊。
And so he was sad.
结果主耶稣就继续跟他说啊。
And Jesus said to him,
主耶稣说，我为你受了这么多的苦。
I suffered this much for you.
为什么你不能为我受一点苦呢？
Why won't you suffer for me?
所以他就放声大哭啊。
So he wept out loud.
才发觉说，原来自己的愤怒是何等的幼稚。
He realized how childish it was in anger.
原来主耶稣为他付出这么大的代价。
Because he saw what a price Jesus paid for him.
祷告结束。
After prayer,
异象也消失。
The vision ended.
祷告站起来。
So he stood up.
继续去做他的负责人。
He continued on in his job as a councilman.
因为他知道他做负责人不是为了要得到别人的认同跟掌声。
Because he knew that he was working not for people to acknowledge him.
而是因为耶稣基督爱他。
That was because Jesus Christ loved him.
过了几个月以后。
A few months later.
有一次他到另外一间教会去做见证。
He testified at another church.
他就讲了这个使他重新得力的这个见证啊。
He shared how he was able to renew his strength.
结果他见证做完了。
And after his testimony.
结果他走下去的时候。
And as he came down from the pulpit.
那个当地教会的一个负责人站起来抱着他哭啊。
A council member at that local church stood up and hugged him.
他说因为。他说因为他也准备要 quit 了。
Because that council member was just about to quit as well.
他说就是觉得很委屈啊，觉得受了很多的苦啊。
Too felt a lot of stress.
就是觉得很多的愤怒啊，很多的不平啊。
Felt a lot of anger.
但是啊，听完之后啊，抱着他哭啊。
But after hearing the testimony, he hugged him and wept.
说基督的爱激励了我们。
The love of Christ compels us.
使我们能够在信仰上坚强，能够坚持走到最后。
So that we can renew our strength and walk to the end.
也愿主耶稣基督的爱激励你们。
And may the love of our Lord compel us.
我们一起来同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息一下，然后是祷告会。
We'll take a break and then it will be our prayer session.